is the Sounding Board Podcast with Hutchie and Damo. Thanks to Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to drink wise.
Welcome along. It is the Sounding Board Scorecard for Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to Drinkwise. I am producer Jane Neild, Damien Barrett and Craig Hutchison. Join me via Teams. We ran out of time when we recorded earlier this week to do the scorecard. We can't possibly give it a rest for a week, guys. So welcome. Hutchie, how are you? All good?
Let's get into the questions, Jane. I know you've been supporting on these all week, the scorecard. So we're all ears, Damo and I.
So statement, this one from Sam Mostyn on Twitter. If we think the mark of potential leaders in this country is defined by daily press packs looking for gotcha moments, we seriously underestimate the intelligence of voters who look for vision, integrity, humanity and commitment to solving our big challenges.
Three.
I'm giving that a seven.
This one from Adrian Johnson via Twitter. Round 8 of the AFL presented possibly the most illogical schedule in memory. No Thursday night game, 2:45 p.m. starts, 2:7:25 starts. The AFL seems not to care about maximising viewership.
Five.
Four.
Alistair Clarkson should pull out all stops and get back to Australia and talk with GWS. It is a golden opportunity waiting for him to embrace.
Zero.
Two.
Kim Kardashian rocked the red carpet at the recent Met Gala wearing Marilyn Monroe's famous sheer dress. It was worth millions. Kim K is the Marilyn Monroe for a new generation, underestimated and written off for being beautiful but dumb by many, just like Marilyn was.
Is there a number I could put on, seven, Jane, that illustrates how little I care for Kim Kardashian? So zero.
Well, you can not care about her but still rate the actual statement. So, Hutchie, you're a seven on that one. Okay. More than 88% of retail workers have copped abuse from customers, recent research suggests. Calls for body cams to be worn should be embraced to protect our retail workers.
Zero.
Six.
While we're in caretaker mode before the election, the shadow foreign minister should absolutely have been invited to join Foreign Minister Maurice Payne when she met with her Solomon Islands counterpart over regional security issues recently.
Zero.
Yeah, zero on that one.
For the sake of asthmatics and those with respiratory concerns, local councils need to ban the use of wood-burning fires and heaters in built-up and urban areas. Sure, it might be nice to sit in front of a crackling fire in winter, but the emissions are having a huge impact on people's health.
Negative five.
Zero.
Obviously, you don't cop the smoke from your neighbour's wood fire, Damo. This one is adapted from a question by Jack Heron. With the popularity of AFL fantasy competitions growing year on year, a network like Fox Footy should seriously consider a live AFL fantasy TV show, maybe a Thursday night when the teams are announced, or an alternative commentary option covering the fantasy league angle of a particular game. Hutchie?
One.
Two.
And to wrap things up, courtesy of a little rant by Steve Price last week on the project, who said, quote, entitled youngsters constantly whinge about how hard it is for their age group, complaining about everything from how hard it is to buy a house to climate change. It's time they grow up.
I'm going to give that one a five.
Three.
Okay.
Ooh, low scoring batch this week, boys.
That's the curious one as we move back up. Look, yes, we would argue our era grew up in tougher times, but we didn't grow up in social media areas where we're under so much stress and anxiety and performance issues, and our life was a fishbowl. So we have to have more empathy for the youth. So that's why I've gone against Steve there. The fantasy shows have never really worked on television, so I don't really see the need now. Jane, it sounds like you've driven this question about the asthmatics and respiratory concerns, and being a Ballarat resident, you're trying to get square with your neighbours, so I'm not allowing you to do that on our watch. That's why I've given it a zero. I do think there's obviously merit in that with the emissions, and I'm very supportive of it. However, I don't think it's for I think it's for common sense to legislate, not for government and council.
Can I jump in there? You once nearly burnt your then new house down when you tried to light an open fire once, Hutchie. Am I correct?
Yeah, but I was there was cladding that I was unfamiliar with in the chimney. So I can't be blamed for that. The Solomon Islands, it's so sensitive. We don't need the opposition there haggling as well. Like, it's going to be very hard at the best of times. Retail workers need to be respected way, way more, but secretly recording them, I don't believe in secretly recording. Kim Kardashian, hugely underestimated and a wonderful marketer, and you don't get that demo, you never will. Why would you go to the Giants if you're Clarkson? Well, it's probably, as much as I'd love the Giants to get him, it'd be the second last place that I would be going if I were him, behind North Melbourne. Adrian Johnson on Twitter. There's two questions here, Adrian. So you were in good form and let yourself down. So the time slots were a disaster, but they do care about maximising viewership. That's why he sat in the fence and gave it a 5. And... Damo, yours?
Yeah, I'll just get back to Sam Mustin's comments off the top about the gotcha journalism. We've discussed that regularly on our product too, and I agree with Sam on her take of the underestimation of what the public wants in these political election campaigns. With the Adrian Johnson question about the Times starts of AFL matches, we in the media, I think, get obsessed about it more than the actual general public do. I mean, we in the media need to watch as many games as we possibly can. I think most supporters are happy just to watch their team as the starting point, and then they'll take whatever is available beyond that. Now, I might be oversimplifying a more complex situation, but I don't think they care about it as much as we do in the media, and Adrian is in the media effectively. Alistair Clarkson, yeah, he can pick and choose his job. I'm not as massive on it as you are, Hutchie. I still think GWS is favourite for him over the other options. I don't care about Kim Kardashian. I'm not even going to mention it anymore, Hutchie. The abuse of all workers, Hutchie, retail workers, hospitality workers, hospital workers, even more seriously, and doctors and nurses. I don't know what's happened to society. I know there's frustrations at every level, but I just don't get it. And maybe body cams, as per Jane's question, are the way to go. Yeah, no Solomon Islands for the shadow minister on that occasion. The open fire, surely we can have a luxury. I don't have the fortune of having an open fire, Hutchie, but the times I do, and Jane, I love an open fire like very few things in life. And if a councillor is going to dare ban that out of my potential, I think that might be the tipping point for me in forever. And the Steve Price rant. I get what he's saying. I wouldn't have said it myself. And maybe, though, there is a point to it about kids today. They probably do need to harden up a little bit, Hutchie. That's why I gave it a 5.
If you're choosing to have a drink and a score at home, choose to drink wise.
Thanks for listening to the Sounding Board podcast with Hutchie and Damo for Drinkwise. Make sure you find us on Facebook and Twitter at Sounding Board EP. Hit the sign up button on Facebook to receive our weekly email and subscribe to, rate and review the show wherever you listen to podcasts.